Hi, I'm Joe Feeks, editor of Poultry Health Today, and with me is Martha Polito. She is a veterinarian and associate clinical professor at Mississippi State University. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Now, the poultry industry is always concerned about salmonella, and USDA last year raised the bar for salmonella standards in chicken parts. You've been doing a lot of work with salmonella, and more specifically in the collecting, isolating, and serotyping of salmonella strains. Why is this so important?
It's really important because we are talking about food safety. Everybody that eats chicken or eggs has some kind of concerns related with maybe the presence of salmonella in these products. Mm-hmm. So the poultry industry is really, really interested in trying to know where is salmonella in the chicken houses? Where is salmonella when we are processing the chicken carcasses? So for that reason, we are trying to teach for many in the poultry industry the very, very good way to try to find salmonella. Because it's not only collect a sample just to collect the sample, no. You need to collect a very good sample in order to know for sure if salmonella is in your chicken house, is in your chicken carcass. For that reason, I am thinking that it's very important to try to identify these kind of mistakes that sometimes we are making in the collection of our samples.
Well, and it's interesting too because for so many years, managing salmonella was thought to be a processing issue, but now it seems like processing and live production are working more closely together.
For me, it's wonderful that you are asking me about that, because now it's clear we have a very important link between the farm and the processing plant. Mm-hmm. Everything that we are doing in the farms, for sure, gonna have one consequence in the processing plant. For that reason, we are working in order to try to decrease the loads of salmonella in the chicken farms, and in that way, we're gonna deliver less salmonella to the processing plant. The processing plant can work better, and after that, we're gonna have a very, very good product without salmonella on it.
So by collecting these samples, obviously you can identify which strains of salmonella you have in the house, but practically speaking, what can they do on the production side to ensure that there's a lower pathogen load going into processing once they have this information?
We are trying to understand better the diversity of salmonella. And in this way, we are trying to identify which kind of serotype or strain we have there, and maybe in that way we can have better control programs. For example, if we know that we have salmonella enteritidis, all our vaccine programs, for example, in the breeders, can be very, very directed to this kind of serotype. Or many times we have some kind of salmonella that are very adapted to the environment. So in those salmonella, we need to do something related, for example, with the use of very good disinfectants, something like this. For that reason, in my mind, always, we need to know not only that we have salmonella, but also which salmonella do we have in our chicken house? And in that way, we can do something better in order to decrease the quantity of salmonella, again, in the processing plant.
Now, we talked about reducing the pathogen load going into processing, but if you're collecting samples out on the farm and you discover that you have a certain strain of salmonella, is it valuable then to pass on that information to processing so that they know about which strain or strains are circulating within live production? Is that helpful to processing?
No, maybe not. Maybe the idea is to work in the farm in order to decrease the quantity of that salmonella in the farm. If we don't have that salmonella in the farm or salmonella in the farm, we can decrease the quantity or the loads of salmonella that we are sending to the processing plant. Of course, many times the processing plant has to know what kind of salmonella they have, maybe related with the public health. It's not the same, for example, if we are talking about presence of salmonella enteritidis in the processing plant, or for example, presence of salmonella septembre. Salmonella enteritidis is so important for the public health point of view, and salmonella septembre isn't. So maybe for that reason, okay, it's good to know.
So tell me a little bit about your research. How many chicken houses were involved and what exactly did you do?
We work with one company in Mississippi. We went to five different farms and we collect samples from five chicken houses. And in each chicken house, we collect not only the boot swabs, that these samples are related with the environment, but also we collect some organs in the chickens. The idea was to try to find a link between, for example, the presence of salmonella in the environment and maybe the presence of salmonella in the spleen or liver. Those were the organs that we collect.
I see.
Interestingly, we didn't get a lot of salmonella in the organs, but we got a lot of salmonella in the boot swabs. I mean, from the environment. What does this mean? We are talking about more than infection of the chickens, we are talking about contamination of the external surface of the chickens, and this kind of contamination going to the slaughter plant or processing plant, and for sure, that is a problem. So for that reason, I'm gonna be a little emphatic tomorrow in my presentation related with the idea that always that we are thinking in the chickens that we are sending to the processing plant, we need to think in two very important things. First, we need to send to the slaughter plant chickens without contamination in their feathers, first. Second, we need to understand that sometimes when, for example, the chickens have pododermatitis, this kind of lesion many times is we have a litter there. So that is another kind of contamination that we have to avoid in order to send to the processing plant less loads of salmonella.
So what's the best way then to reduce the amount of salmonella in the broiler house? I guess it really starts with the vaccination program and the breeders?
Yes, the salmonella control doesn't start in the farm or doesn't start in the processing plant. Salmonella control starts with the parents, with the grandparents. Mm-hmm. We need salmonella-free grandparents, salmonella-free breeders, mm-hmm, and of course, we need to have very good conditions in the broiler farm in order to avoid the presence of salmonella. One phrase that I used to use is that salmonella loves humidity, loves the wet litter. So my first recommendation for any company is always have a very good condition in the litter. Mm-hmm. And in that way, for sure, they can decrease the quantities of salmonella. I am not saying that is the only way to, the only thing to do in order to decrease the presence of salmonella in the broiler farms, but I am sure that it's so important.
And when you talk about humidity, I mean, I think about Mississippi in July.
Yes, you're totally right.
You have your share of that, but also during the winter when the houses are getting less ventilation and you've got the heat on and so forth, I imagine that there's really no seasonal pattern to this at all, is there?
Sometimes, yes. And now I am learning about that because we have some kind of pattern that is more related with the south of the United States. Mm-hmm. It's different at the north, for example. Yeah. So you are talking about one very important point, and it's this kind of influence that we have of the external environment. Mm-hmm. However, we can do something. It's not perfect, but we can, for example, improve the system that we have inside of our chicken houses related with the ventilation, for example. But I am not talking only about the humidity in the environment, but also the humidity that we have in the leader that is caused because a bad function, of the drinkers. So if we are able to have a very good function of the drinkers mm-hmm. with a very good condition under in the leader under these drinkers, sure. for sure we're gonna decrease the quantity of salmonella.
I mean, in many respects, a lot of the precautions you have to take with reducing incidence of coccidiosis also apply to salmonella.
Of course. Actually, in my mind, always is something like, if you decrease and you are doing a very good job for one disease in poultry, you can improve in others' mm-hmm. diseases. So for me, that is very, very important. If you are thinking in the coccidiosis control, maybe many things that you are doing for the coccidiosis control are very useful for the salmonella control too.
So what's the next step in your research?
I want to try to identify and try to show to our industry that we don't have only the possibility to have the salmonella in the just externally in the feathers, mm-hmm. but also maybe we can have salmonella attached to the skin. I want to research in that because, again, if you have a better condition of the skin, for sure you can decrease the quantity of salmonella. That is one important point. And the other important point is trying to identify the serotypes of salmonella that we have in our industry. Maybe we can start researching, for example, in some kind of disinfectants that are really, really effective for some kind of salmonella. So maybe these kind of things in the future.
Well, it sounds like really important research, and I know the industry appreciates everything that you're doing.
I am trying to help.
Excellent. We've been talking to Martha Polito. She is a veterinarian and associate clinical professor at Mississippi State University. We'll be right back.